I left my bags at Holyhead Station with a very nice left luggage lady who also, was the council I think, she also does the opening up the town centre road by taking the bollards down to let the traffic through. So she said, oh, we'll be back here at quarter, I close at 4:45, be back here at 4:45. I was a bit late, but she was still there, very smiley, very kind. And I had a walk round Holyhead with no bags, which was lovely. But a bit depressing. I think I counted 10 or 12 shops in the main high street. It's a small place, boarded up, shut. You know, the old little shops that don't survive anymore. And I was talking to her and she said, well, there's some big shops a bit further away, but the big shops killing the small shops. And there's a causeway kind of bridge, bridgeway thing, goes from the ferry port terminal station bit across to the town on a kind of footbridge. And it's separated from the road bridge. And it cuts off the end of the old dock. The old ferry terminal where the small ferries used to dock, and you can still see the old buildings. It's where the station is, but you can see where the ships used to come in. And I was overhearing, I think it was the same lady actually, when I got here on Wednesday, talking to someone about how she can remember when she was a girl, the old ferries coming right into the train line. And what you did was you got off the ferry and you walked across the quay and straight onto the train. You've got to walk a bit further now, but it's not that far. What they did is they pushed the harbour out, I suppose, to get bigger ships in. It just means a bit of a longer walk. But the good thing that they've done is linked the train station and the ferry port to the town with this nice bridge. There's a lot of public art in Holyhead, which I suppose means that it's a fairly depressed kind of area, and it looks a bit depressed, which is a shame. Halfway across the bridge, there's a big sort of circular space, and some lovely slate columns. There's a slate column and a slate kind of curved piece, it on the slate column, it's an asymmetrical column with a flat top, an angled flat top. Pass this way with a pure heart, it says in English, and then on the bigger kind of moon shaped kind of, you know, slice of a moon shape, it says the same thing, I assume, in Welsh. It was done by Howard Bocott and Menna Elfin in 2006, and it's surrounded by inlaid brass pieces, again circles and curves, cast, beautiful. It's very nice. It's a nice space. It's a space in the middle of the old dock, so the sea and the sea smell and the noise of traffic. Of course, we are surrounded by the noise of traffic. That was the noise of something big hitting a ferry. I don't know what it was. The slate construction is interesting. It's made of flat slates stacked up. And I wonder when they cut them. So, you know, you take a thin piece of slate and you stack it and you make this stack. I'm not quite sure how it's all held together. You can't really tell whether it's kind of internal. It must be fixed underneath I don't know whether it is a metal top. So presumably under there, they must put sort of steel rods down through the column. And it looks like it's got lights in it. Along the middle of the causeway bridge thing, there are cylindrical columns with lights. Yeah, I assume they've got lights in them, uplighters. I think it must look lovely at night. But I wonder how many people read the inscription and pass this way with a pure heart. Something to aspire to.